From our cell phones and laptop computers to e-bikes and EVs, lithium-ion batteries are critical to meeting clean energy goals. But unfortunately, these batteries can cause dangerous and oftentimes lethal explosions just by charging them, using them, and the way you store them. Certainly, overcharging is also a huge issue. So we wanted to talk about this, especially ahead of the holiday shopping season. And people don't even realize just how many items for your kids' toys or the items you use every day in your homes that they have lithium-ion batteries in them. So joining us back on the show with us, our local expert on this and a Watertown manufacturer from Packaging and Creating Technologies, it is Roger Moore, president of PACT, and certainly great timing to have him back on the show ahead of the gift-giving holiday season. Roger, welcome. How prevalent would you say lithium-ion battery fires are, and just how many items would you say in today's world have lithium-ion batteries in them?
Well, if you're charging it and it's been built in the last 2 years, it's probably about a 99% chance that it's a lithium battery. They keep making things more powerful, last longer, so they got to get a lot more power into these things.
Wow. So, I mean, are lithium-ion battery fires happening very often, or what would you say?
From the reports I get from folks, they're happening a lot more than we're hearing. But there's been 25,000 incidents in the last 5 years, 4,000 car fires. Just last year alone, 1,600 incidents resulted in 115 deaths, 611 injuries.
Wow. I know I've heard about them on the planes, too, with the cell phone. It's a huge reason why people can't put their cell phones, for example, in their suitcases, right, Roger?
Yeah, the cell phones, the power packs that you bring with you, anything that's got lithium ion and it cannot go in a checked bag, you got to bring it up top where it can be managed if needed.
And the other one, too, that's been devastating are the lithium ion batteries that are used not so much in EVs, but like the scooters and the e-bikes. There have been, I mean, horrible. The one that stands out to me, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, but the deadly apartment fire in New York. I believe two kids died in that fire.
Yeah, there's been so many. The New York City fire union started posting them on the site, all the different fires. There's 65,000 e-bikes in Manhattan alone for delivery people and all. And these things do not like to be smacked or thrown on the ground or hit by a car or get salt water in them during the winter, overcharging them. You know, some of these people are putting 60 of these things in a garage and charging them. It's crazy. Like the Wild West.
Yeah. Roger Moore, why does this happen, though? You talk about overcharging, and I think the average person a lot of times will overcharge, for example, their cell phones. They'll leave them plugged in overnight, for example. Why are these fires happening? So people can understand why, unfortunately, lithium ion battery fires could be more common than we think.
Yeah. Well, so lithium's a volatile thing. It just doesn't like to be hit or dropped or overcharged. It has so many different reasons it can go off. And a lot of people, it's plug it in and forget about it till you need it again. I don't even charge my cell phone at night anymore. I just take it and I charge it during the day where I can see what's going on, where I can feel whether it gets hot. They're so volatile. And people, you know, right now the narrative that everybody's being told is it has to be a faulty battery, something that somebody put in, and it's not. Brand new ones catch on fire coming from Asia to here once a week.
Wow. Wow. So again, we have Roger Mort here, and he's become, in my opinion, like our lithium ion battery expert, not just in the state of Connecticut, but here on Melissa in the Morning. He is the lead manufacturer in Watertown of Packaging and Creating Technologies. They are on the front line of trying to keep Connecticut residents safe. I would say people across the globe safe, because you have created, which we'll talk about in a second, new ways to handle, make sure that we don't have lithium ion battery fires. But I want to go back to, you know, the everyday devices, for example, that have lithium ion batteries in them typically, Roger, because I really want people to understand, you know, it's one thing, the obvious, right? So sure, an e-bike or an e-scooter, it's got E in it. Of course, we know that's got lithium ions. And maybe, you know, something like the tablets or the cell phones, that makes sense. But I mean, let's talk about things that you're not even thinking about maybe sometimes, like your baby monitor, your toothbrush, right?
Oh, yeah, children's toys. That's becoming one of the bigger things that we're seeing for these fires. You know, kids don't treat things nice. They throw them all over the place, and then they put them on charge and, you know, sometimes don't wake up in the morning because these things, the toxic smoke that comes off them, you know, kills anybody that breathes it in.
It's so scary. And even at the professional level, you know, people who understand this a lot better than somebody like me, who's just an average person who doesn't study this on a daily basis. There was a recent lithium battery explosion. I believe it was at a plant in Missouri. Didn't that just happen?
Oh, yeah, that's still burning. Nobody's talking about it. That was a recycling center, and they had tons of batteries on hand. And unfortunately, the fire departments have no way to put them out right now. We just came out with a new fire extinguisher that puts them out on contact. And then the news agency that filmed the whole process was really impressed. And then they shelved the video because they don't want the American people to see how easily an e-bike battery blows up and how violent it gets.
Wow. I do know we've spoken to firefighters here in Connecticut many times, and they say we just don't have a solution right now to tackle these types of fires, but they are insanely dangerous, and we are, you know, we're kind of waiting for that answer. PACT is one of the answers. I mean, this is a technology you've been working on, Roger. Talk to people about some of the solutions you've come up with to combat lithium-ion battery fires.
Well, our biggest one right now is our fire extinguisher, and we passed about 9 tests with it. One recently right here in Litchfield County at their testing center, and the firemen got to see how quickly it put the battery out and shut it off. And they were just like, oh my God, how quickly can we get this stuff? And we're like, well, we're going down to the state of Florida and the state of Louisiana have declared lithium batteries a state of emergency. So they put together a whole bunch of funding to have us come down. They're going to light up a car, and we're actually going to put out a whole car. And then they're like, look, forget all the approval processes and all this craziness. We'll just start placing orders and we'll help you get approved. But they just need something in their hands that, you know, can save their lives, because the firemen are getting killed too for these things,
mm-hmm.
not just the public.
Yeah. And I know, Roger, you've also come out with a line of, you know, like your Thermo Shield. And this is like a type of fire suppressant paper, right, that you can use for things like a cell phone, even up to an EV, right?
Yeah, it can go in. So our TR sleeve, which is a newer paper off of that, you can put it inside the batteries, wrap it around, and say a battery, you know, like that bus that went off 2 years ago here in Connecticut.
Yep, in New Haven.
That thing had like, yeah, it had 30,000 cells on it. And it burned for like 32 hours, 5 people got hurt. If it had my paper wrapped around each cell inside, one cell would have went off. The rest wouldn't even have known there was a fire. And you'd still been able to drive the bus.
Wow. But is this available yet, Roger, for people to buy at home, like individually or even at the business level? Are people able to buy this yet, or is it still like going through testing?
No, it's actually available for purchase to businesses right now. You do not want to open up a battery pack if you don't know what you're doing. But we actually have a company in Canada who's just got done manufacturing some batteries, and we're going through a final test with them so they can put together a commercial and put out that they have the first e-bike batteries that are fully safe and will never, you know, burn your house to the ground.
That's amazing. Well, I know I keep waiting to just buy any of these protect, because I think, you know, from a news standpoint, I hear about it enough times, as you do too, Roger. But I think the average person would feel so much more comfortable if they knew they could avoid any kind of lithium ion battery fire in their homes, their garages, you know, their travel, wherever they may be. So if people want more information, certainly stay in touch with PACT. They have a website, PACTWW.com. Again, that's PACT, PACTWW.com. And you can find out more about their Thermo Shield, which Roger just talked about, at PACTThermoShield.com. And Roger Moore, I want to thank you so much for the work that you do and for keeping us in the loop about this, especially ahead of the holiday season. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Yes, you too. Roger Mort, again, president of Packaging and Creating Technologies, also known as PACT, located right here in Watertown, Connecticut, and making a big difference when it comes to combating those lithium-ion batteries, not just here but across the globe. We can't wait to see what happens next.